From Spark and Anvil and Function Forge, this is Stride the Pattern Walker in Chapter 1 of the Function Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Stride walked to school the same way every morning for 9 years. He grew up in the village of Linear, in a small stone cottage at the eastern edge. The village school was at the western edge, about 3/4 of a mile from his front door. The road between his cottage and the school was straight, flat, and the same temperature most of the year. The village climate was unusually mild, even for the kingdom. Every morning at 7 o'clock, Stride left his cottage, walked west along the road, arrived at the school just before 7:30, and began his lessons. His parents, a tinker and a seamstress, paid no particular attention to Stride's walking habits. They thought a child walked to school. The child walked to school. The arrangement worked. What Stride himself eventually noticed, and this is the essential fact of the chapter, was that his walking was extraordinarily consistent. Most children, walking to school, walked unevenly. They strolled, they dawdled, they sometimes ran. They sometimes stopped to look at a beetle. They sometimes turned around to wave at a friend. The time from departure to time of arrival varied wildly. Some days they were 10 minutes early. Some days they were 5 minutes late.
Stride was always exactly 28 minutes from door to school. Every morning, without variance. He noticed this when he was 9. His mother, who kept a small clock by the cottage door, mentioned at supper one evening that Stride must have a clock in his feet. Stride, who had been thinking about his walks for some weeks, said, "I think I take the same number of steps every time." His mother said, "Have you counted?" Stride said, "Yes, I count from the cottage to the village well, 212 steps, from the well to the school door, 384, total 596, every morning." His mother set down her tea. She said, "You count your steps?" Stride said, "Yes, the road is the same length every day. My legs are the same length every day. The number of steps is the same. The time is the same. It is simply how walking works."
His mother, who had not, in her own childhood, ever counted her steps to anywhere, found this somewhat baffling, but she did not interrupt Stride's walking because the arrangement worked. What Stride had stumbled into, without the words for it, was the principle of a linear function. His distance from home, as a function of time, was a straight line. For every minute that passed, he traveled the same distance. His rate of walking was constant. His position changed linearly with time. If you plotted his progress on a graph, time on the horizontal axis, distance on the vertical axis, you would get a straight line. No curves, no jumps, no flats. Just a steady slope from his cottage, time 0, distance 0, to his school, time 28, distance 3/4 mile. The slope of the line would be his walking speed. The intercept would be his starting position, 0 in this case, since he started at home and home was distance 0. This was, although Stride did not yet have the language, the equation y equals mx, where y was his distance traveled, m was his walking speed, about 36 paces per minute by his careful count, and x was the time elapsed. Stride continued walking to school in his consistent fashion until he was 15. He then transferred to a larger school in a neighboring town, requiring a 5-mile walk. He timed this walk too. 5 miles took him exactly 3 hours and 12 minutes. His walking speed was unchanged. The new arrival time at school was consistent with his cottage's distance to school formula, extrapolated to the larger distance. When he was 19, he encountered linear functions formally for the first time. He was at the Function Forge Academy. The instructor wrote on the board, y equals mx plus b. This is a linear function. Every unit increase in x produces a constant increase in y. Stride raised his hand.
He said, "I have been a linear function since I was 9. The instructor, a woman named Domain, who would later become the Function Forge Academy's senior mentor, turned around. She looked at him. She said, "Tell me." Stride explained the walking to school story. He explained the step counting. He explained the consistency. He explained that if you plotted his daily walk on a graph, you would get a straight line. Domain considered this for a long moment. Then she said, "You have been a linear function since you were 9. You have not been anything else since you were 9. You are now going to teach this to children. Do you accept the appointment?" Stride was 19 and had not been thinking about a teaching career. He thought about it for 2 weeks. He accepted. That was 13 years ago. He has been teaching linear functions ever since.
In his classroom, he begins every first day lesson the same way. He walks. He walks across the front of the classroom from the left wall to the right wall at a constant pace. He has a small slate. He counts out his paces. He arrives at the right wall in 8 even strides. He says, "That is a linear function. I started at the left wall. I walked at a constant pace. Each stride took me a fixed distance closer to the right wall. The number of strides, 8, is X. The distance traveled, 8 strides worth, is Y. My rate of walking is the slope. The starting position is the intercept. Every linear function works like this." The children always try it themselves. They walk across the classroom counting their paces. They draw their progress on a graph. They get straight lines. When children ask whether linear functions are hard, Stride always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are constant rate walking. For every step forward in X, the Y increases by the same amount. The slope is the step size. The intercept is the starting place. Every line on a graph is just a record of someone walking at a steady pace. He still walks to school every morning. The Academy's faculty cottages are on the eastern edge of the Academy grounds, about 0.5 mile from the classroom buildings. He still counts his steps. He still arrives at exactly the same time every day. Children sometimes ask if he ever varies. He says, only on holidays. And as he walks that quiet, even road each morning, counting softly under his breath, Stride feels a calm, contented gladness settle over him, the peaceful, steady happiness of a heart that has found its own reliable pace.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Stride the Pattern Walker. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.